Hello, America. Dave Hodges here, host of the Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. I had to wash my Trump shirt last night so I could wear it today and wear it in pride. But let's make no mistake about it. We got work ahead, and I'm going to talk about that a little later. But right now, we deserve to have a little bit of celebration. And I'm entitling this Miracle on Pennsylvania Avenue. And it truly is a miracle what we just experienced. And I'm going to walk through that a little bit, share the feelings. I feel like when I was coaching basketball and you play in tournaments and you play a good first round opponent on your way to two more games on successive nights, you play a good game, you hard fought, and you win. You walk in the locker room with your team, you acknowledge them, tell them how proud you are of them. But the celebration for you ends directly when you walk out of that locker room, because now you're focused on your next opponent. And the next day, you have to bring your troops in and you have to do the walkthrough, the preparation, short amount of time, lot to cover with very little spare time. And then you got to go out and do it again and again. There's no rest for the weary. I just want to make sure that I communicate that message very clearly today. Okay, this is not a victory. It's a step in the right direction. But we did have a miracle. And the title is ironic, and it's intentionally that way. My name is Dave Hodges. You know what I do, and you know what we do here. We're freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. You know that. That's why you're here. I appreciate your confidence in being here. And most of all, I appreciate you staying through the dark days of assassination attempts and all the other nefarious things that happened, the trials, the phony charges, the total lawfare, the abuse of our justice system, the misuse of the FBI, that massive voter fraud, massive. Like I said, we're going to get into all of that. But I want to just say this to you. We're headed for some tougher times than we're in now. And sometimes things have to get a little worse before it gets better. As they say, it's always darkest before the dawn. I want you to be in the best health possible. And that's why I talk to you daily about this product, the NanoSoma spray. It represents the biggest breakthrough in healthcare history ever. Ever. Not just my story about overcoming strep lung linings and rejecting the premise that you'll be on oxygen, your lifespan will be shorter, you have less of a quality of life by far. And today, as I said, I'm doing more than I've done in 25 years. And some of that's the blessing of God, some of it's my will and determination, but a lot of it I owe to this product. And we call it God's particle. And what you got going on, you can attack it. And you can reverse it. You can attack it successfully. I want you to go to iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. You want to enjoy the benefits that I've had? iwantmyhealthback.com/Dave Hodges. Well, the title, Miracle on Pennsylvania Avenue, is ironic because we're going to have Donald Trump back on Pennsylvania Avenue. And anybody say a thank you prayer to the Lord? One for sparing Donald Trump's life in Butler from a executed attempted execution with the complicity of elements of our government. And the story you've told, I don't believe that Crooks was anything more than the patsy like Lee Oswald was. Trump survived all this lawfare nonsense, going through his wife's underwear drawer at Mar-a-Lago. Are you kidding me? This has never been done before. Merrick Garland is a total thug and a criminal. And we're going to actually do something. I don't know if it's going to be today. We're going to talk about who in this present administration needs to go to prison for a very long time. And that man is in my top five. But anyway, Miracle on Pennsylvania Avenue. So the president Trump elect is going to be, God willing that he keeps him safe, is going to take office. He'll have to survive all kinds of obstacles. We'll get into that. But I just want to make sure that you know, yesterday I kept doing stuff on voter fraud. I did a lot of stuff on voter fraud last Friday. I called it Voter Fraud Friday. And what I found yesterday were 12 counties in Pennsylvania that had voter fraud off the charts, kicking people out of line, getting illegals to the front of the line, registering them right there with the help of election officials after they cut in line, and then having translators out there because they didn't speak English. Does that sound like citizens to you? Well, of course it isn't. Well, that happened in a lot of places yesterday. And I went through all the counties. The voting machine failures. Oh, mark your ballot and just leave it in the box. What could possibly go wrong? Hello, Arizona, 2022, Maricopa County, Stephen Reicher. I'm so glad you got your ass kicked in your primary, Stephen, by 30 votes, but you haven't finished with your destruction that you're yielding on Maricopa County. I mean, here we go. Arizona is like 60% of the way through the vote. As you hear this, they're still cheating. It's not going to make any difference, but they're still cheating. It's just amazing. I mean, we are run by such a criminal cabal. Anyway, the miracle on Pennsylvania Avenue is also due to the fact that in Pennsylvania, Donald Trump overcame massive Democratic Party sponsored cheating with the help of big tech and certain manufacturers of certain products, corrupt public officials. By the way, did you know? I didn't get to report this yesterday, but did you know that Pennsylvania statewide tried to keep the Republican poll watchers out? Not the Democrats, just the Republicans. And they actually had to get legal intervention. I can't believe Donald Trump overcame all of that to win in Pennsylvania. Okay, but Kamala Harris is to blame for that. I mean, she looked at Pennsylvania, an energy state, and said, frack you. That's why she lost. It's a major reason why she lost. Okay, Kamala Harris was not qualified to be where she was at. She may have been the worst presidential candidate of all time. And if it wasn't for massive cheating, Trump would have won by 40 to 50 points. And I'm not exaggerating. You know, I know the numbers of the algorithms they run in front of this, and they just couldn't meet the burden of the level of cheat that they had to have. And the Trump campaign had one really good saying I really appreciated. Too big to rig, vote early, that won in Pennsylvania. And also, we owe a debt of gratitude to the Amish. They typically sit out elections. They don't want to be polluted by the outside world, which is why these people are some of the most mentally healthy and spiritually endowed people on the face of the earth. Yet they saw the crisis that was coming with the Kamala Harris presidency, and they stepped up to the plate and they just said, we don't normally do this, but just for everyone's good, we've got to take a stand. And they did. And to the Amish, I'll be eternally grateful for your efforts. I already respect your lifestyle. I mean, it takes a lot of guts to live what you live and stick by your values. And I respect that. But I respect it even more that you stepped up and you got past your previous principles and values to say, for the good of other people and all people in this country, we're going to vote. And that was absolutely awesome. So this truly was a miracle on Pennsylvania Avenue in many, many ways. The fun is just ready to start. We're going to cover some of that too. We're just getting started. I said this many times in the campaign. I said that a victory for Trump would only be a foothold from which to start to try to save our country. We just landed on the beach. We're under fire. We haven't done anything yet other than get Trump elected. Now we need God to keep him alive because it's damn sure the Secret Service can't do their job under the direction of the ass clown they got running it now. He's complicit in Butler. So was Cheadle. So we need to pray for Donald Trump's safety. Need to pray for his wisdom in office if he's allowed to take the seat. We're going to talk about those challenges coming up, But we do need to thank the Almighty. I prayed yesterday a prayer where I said, Lord, I'm kind of imposing my will here. That's not how it works. It's your will that gets to be done. And I said, all I hope, Lord, is that you bring justice, your justice, to this situation. And I, of course, I said in Jesus' name, amen. And I would say that my prayer and the prayers of millions of other people was heard by the Lord. And this gives us an opportunity here. We have become a heathen nation. We are in total moral decline. And Kamala Harris and her cronies represent the worst of that moral decline. But when you live in a glass house like America does, you can't throw stones at someone like Kamala Harris. When you point the finger at her, you got three more pointing back at you. This is an opportunity for the nation to get right with the Lord, to repent, change your ways, and then move forward. God will bless this nation if we do that. If we do not do that, God's going to say, I gave you the reprieve. Find me 50 good men. Find me 10 good men. And Sodom and Gomorrah goes up in smoke. That's what's going to happen to us if we don't change our ways. We need to turn away from being a nation of baby killers. We need to turn away from a nation that is occupied with lust and not raising our kids the right way. We need to turn away from hedonistic ways, embracing lifestyles that don't honor the Lord. This is a real opportunity for America right now. And I believe that people say, oh, we're heading for the tribulation and so forth. I agree. I see all the signs too. I'm not disagreeing with anybody who says that. But I'm also saying the Lord says that we won't know the time that Jesus returns to establish his kingdom on earth. We don't know. And we could have very possibly pushed this back generations or a millennia. We very well could have. But we solidify that reprieve by turning to him with a capital H. And my hope for you, I'm not commanding anything here, I'm just saying my hope for you, all of you, is that you find Christian Brotherhood that will help lead you, and that you will find a Bible-believing church that will support you and your family. And those exist. There's too many 501c3s that only chase the money, and there's some 501c3s that really ignore the law to bring you the truth from the pulpit. And you have to be discerning and ask for God for that discernment to find the right church. And this is the key. The key to getting our country back to what it should be is not the election of Donald Trump. That's a vehicle, but the real, real thing that we all need to do is go back to this nation and its Judeo-Christian principles. Like in law schools, we need to have the Ten Commandments up in every law school classroom, because law school professors used to say the Ten Commandments are the basis of our legal code. Amen. That's true. There's no debate about that. But, oh, you can't talk about God. And I'm going to remind you of one thing. The Constitution's quite clear, and it's been bastardized by the communist left. It's freedom from religion. No, 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 no. That's not what the First Amendment says. It says freedom of religion. So it doesn't say that you can't be in a public place and express your faith. Now, should you harass people? No, of course not. Browbeat them until they believe as you do. That's not what I'm saying. What I'm saying is you have the right to freedom of expression, to express your devotion to the Lord, to share your story, and to tell people how wonderful it is to be on this side of things. This is the restoration of the nation that you're looking for. You voted for Donald Trump. He only gives you a chance. And Donald Trump's not a perfect man. I'm not a perfect man. You're not perfect. But God uses imperfect people. And he spared Donald Trump's life at Butler, Pennsylvania, shot in the face, spared his life, spared his life again. There's been three assassination attempts. I'm not going to run through them all. The third one, the media is in total denial, but we know the truth. But the reality is that God had his hand on Donald Trump. The veil of protection was there. He has a plan for Trump, but he can't do it alone. This has to be not just a political movement of going back to the Constitution, unleashing our great creative forces that Americans have above anybody else on this planet to build an economy, make our military strong so they can defend us again, and get the wokesters out of the military. That's all important stuff. But what has to underlie it is a spiritual foundation that's unwavering. So when we get into crisis, we know who we are, and we can't be taken off that point. And I can speak to you as an old coach. The best teams I ever coached knew their identity. And when they faced adversity, they didn't change from who they are. Their identity stayed constant through good times and bad. We need to become that nation again. We were that nation in the 30s and the 40s. And then we unleashed this economic powerhouse because we had the blessing of God. We can get back to that. And I'm imploring you to be a part of this. It's a beautiful movement. And I'll tell you, personally, you'll never be the same. You'll be much better for it. Hey, check us out at thecommonsenseshow.tv, where later this week, we're introducing a new feature we've experimented with, hips. No, we're not looking at dancers. No, hips. Hiding in plain sight. The truth about things that people will be shocked about, interesting stories, revelations, and it's a nice break from the geopolitical. And yes, I'll still be doing geopolitical, but the only place that you'll find hips is at thecommonsenseshow.tv. And I think this is going to become very, very popular. The early reviews when we tested it were extremely positive. Dave, this is really good that you're branching out here. This stuff is really interesting. I think you'll find it to be true. Check us out, thecommonsenseshow.tv. And while I'm promoting, if you go to thecommonsenseshow.com, we have a newsletter where we summarize everything that we do on a daily basis right there. It's one-stop shopping. Just need your email. We don't sell your data. I don't work for Facebook or YouTube. So you have your information in the form of an email, and you'll get an update every night. 5 p.m. Pacific. 5 p.m. Pacific, 8 p.m. Eastern. Hey, thanks for joining us. We have cause today for brief time, like winning the first game of a tournament. Stick your chest out, okay? Smile. The sun will shine a little brighter today. We'll breathe a sigh of relief that we escaped the instant clutches of communism and what they had planned for us. And then it's time to go to work. This is an invitation to go to work. We'll see you back here next time. Hey, everybody. Dave Hodges here, host of The Common Sense Show. We are the show that is freeing America, one enslaved mind at a time. Our rankings just came out. Thank you so much for supporting this program, because we're not reaching the people without you and you sharing. So thank you. We have a terrific segment for you here today. We have Lee Wamsgans. And she is the Chief Communications Officer at Patriot Mobile, LLC. And she's also a founding board member and executive director of My Patriot Mobile Action. And like so many of us, we're just working for the greater good of America and to rid ourselves of this Bolshevik communist coup d'etat that we've just gone through. And she's a big, big player in this. She was named 2022 Top 5 Power Player in North Texas by Axios. Lee has been a tireless leader in conservative politics for over 30 years. Must have started when you were a child, Lee. She co-founded and serves as president and board member of South Lake Families PAC, brought awareness to nationwide issues of, thank you, critical race theory, founding board member and executive director of Patriot Mobile Action, a Texas PAC, on keeping Texas red, and certainly immigration, inflation, and all those issues we know all too well about are certainly part of that. We're going to get to Lee in just one second, but I got to remind you, we're coming to you from the Noble Gold Studios, and we're brought to you by Noble Gold. And I am concerned about the health of the banks. You should be too. The last bank that went under, 50% haircut to its customers. That's not a joke, people. This is coming. We're going to have more banks fail. Hard to predict which one. The Federal Reserve won't tell you. So you need to protect yourself. If you have a retirement at the bank, you need to get it out, put it under your control, back it with gold and silver, appreciating asset. Okay, do that. Also, I would diversify with my bank account. Keep operating capital on hand. Noble Gold is the best at doing it. How do I know? Because I've been a customer for 7 years, many times over, as well as an advertiser for 8. The FTC wants me to tell you that any investment carries an inherent risk and that you should proceed with all due caution, and past performance can't be construed with future expectation. Okay, having all said all that, there's a reason why I've been a customer several times over 7 years. So go to DaveHodgesGold.com, DaveHodgesGold.com, and I will send you out a free information packet. Just leave your email. It'll have Noble Gold's number on it, and you'll see very quickly why I'm a customer, and you probably will be too. Well, Lee, it is so good to have you on. First time on the Common Sense Show, and I really respect the work you're doing. I was really afraid for Ted Cruz, not just because we need his conservative voice, but we have to keep Texas red. And I know that your organization, Patriot Mobile, I know you guys played a key role in that. Let's start there. What kinds of things did you do to try to help keep Texas red?
So Patriot Mobile and Patriot Mobile Action are two separate legal entities, but Patriot Mobile has been giving Patriot Mobile Action a lot of funds to activate, get out the voters. And I'll tell you, over $1 million since we formed in 2022, 4 executives of Patriot Mobile, the company, formed this separate entity in 2022 to win school board races and keep Texas red. And I'll tell you sort of the timeline of that. In 2022, when we ran our school board races and we got people and identified them, got them off the couch, conservatives who had already been here but just hadn't voted. In Texas, we had a problem of people living in denial that Texas was under attack, right? Yeah. What got them off the couch was seeing what was happening to their children in their school districts. And so in that 2022 race in May, in Texas, most of our school board races are held in May. We identified that database that got out the vote and won. What we did by winning in May 2022 was we got over 100,000 North Texas students, conservative leadership that prior to that had liberal leadership. So we took that 2022 municipal race data and then we massaged it into the November 2022 race. And we had taken, you might recall in 2020, Trump lost Tarrant County, which is the largest red county in the nation, by just under 1%. He won the state by over 600,000 votes, but he had lost Tarrant County by just under 1%. So the Dems were claiming they'd turned us blue. Well, first of all, you got to remember all of the 2020 COVID shenanigans with that election, but also our population was changing. We didn't know, you know, where that was going to go. From 2020 to 2024, Texas had over 1.6 million new registered voters. And because Texas doesn't have, doesn't require, you know, a primary, we have what's called open primaries. So when you register to vote in Texas, you don't claim a party. We didn't know who those 1.6 million people were. So in 2022, we used that local voter database to flip Tarrant back to red. And from 2022 to 2024, we increased that even more. We took in Tarrant County alone, again, Tarrant County has 2.2 million people. That's larger than 15 states, okay? It's the largest red state, red county by population left in the nation. 2020, as I said, Trump lost Tarrant by just less than 1% last night. It was beautiful. Last night, Trump won Tarrant County by looks like 5%. It was really beautiful and won our state just hugely. The difference between the 2020 votes and now is huge. Last night, President Trump won Texas by over 1.5 million votes and over 8 Texas counties were flipped from blue to red. It was a wonderful night for our state and for our nation.
No, it really was. Last time I looked, Trump was up about 8 or 9%. And it's been a while since I've checked Texas. So he had a significant lead.
Significant.
How did Ted Cruz do in Tarrant County? Was that a factor?
So in 2020, Ted also lost at Tarrant County by less than 1%. He had lost by, that was 2018 was his race. Ted lost Tarrant by 4,300 votes. Last night, he only lost it by 1,200 votes. So he won Texas big. He, in 2018, for example, he won the whole state by 214,000 votes. Last night, Ted Cruz won Texas, and these are preliminary numbers, by over 975,000 votes. So that's good news about those newly registered 1.6 million new registered Texans.
How did you get out the vote? What were some of your strategies?
Well, a lot of it is information. You know, when you look at what's happening at our borders, a lot of it, too, is just the reality on the ground and the crime and the murders that these illegal aliens have been, you know, throwing upon our citizens. Yeah. So the Biden-Harris administration documented over 11 million illegal aliens that have crossed our border. And that's not counting the gotaways, right? So that is a low number. And I know in politics, we throw numbers around a lot. But when you think of 11 million people, that's a larger population than 40 of our states. Texas is a huge state, and our population is just over 30 million. That's a third of our state. Those numbers are really, really real. And this summer, when the illegal alien gang Trinde Aragua was shown on the news cameras invading an apartment complex in Aurora, Colorado, that was shocking to a lot of people. But then in just October, when our Texas authorities did a bust and realized Trinde Aragua had taken over an entire apartment complex in San Antonio, that's just 3 hours south of us, and that our Tarrant County Sheriff had verified in our hundreds of illegal aliens that he had put in the Tarrant County Jail, that there were 15 countries represented and 10% of those were Venezuelan illegal aliens who had ties to organized crimes. Sure. I mean, it's really repulsive. These charges are murder, rape, all of those things, continuous sexual assault of a child, human trafficking. Our sheriff in Red Tarrant County did a bust of an illegal alien stash house and literally found women in cages who were working off their debt to the cartel. Right. That's here in Red Tarrant County. The Democrats just went too far with this open border. It is an invasion, and Texans have had enough. Americans have had enough. I think it's the number one issue that won the election last night.
I think it certainly was one of the two major factors, probably the major factor. And when I look at that 11 million figure, though, I've been on the speaking tour with Take Our Borders Back with J.J. Carell and Gil Maz and people like that. And I got to tell you what the Border Patrol people say, 20 million. That's the number.
I think it's 10 times. I think it's 10 times that, because we don't know.
And then the gotaways. And so I've asked these gentlemen, I've had two Border Patrol sources for 10 years. And I've asked them many times, what do you think the amount is up to? And they tell me they wouldn't be shocked if it wasn't 50 million illegals inside our country now. And I don't mean all that's due to Biden-Harris, but a lot of it is. And so it's a huge problem. Does your organization have a position on deportation?
Well, we are a conservative organization. My PAC is absolutely pro-legal immigration. We are a country of immigrants. And if you are not in this country legally, you should not be here, period. End of question. We cannot sustain an America that is full of illegal aliens in it. We have to come to this country legally. You know, part of our huge wins in Texas are those South Texas border towns, one of them 97% Hispanic. Legal Hispanic immigrants. Exactly. They are freedom-loving, hardworking, God-loving, family-committed, wonderful Americans. Yes. And their communities are some of the communities that are targeted and hit hardest by violent crime from these illegal gangs crossing our borders. So those were some of the big changes in Texas last night as we flipped 8 Texas counties red, several of those on the southern tip of Texas. This is really interesting. Cameron County was one of the far southern tip of Texas. Star County, Texas. Trump is the first Republican presidential candidate to win Star County, Texas since 1892. Wow. So, and by the way, that's considered the most Hispanic county in America, with 97% of its population identifying as Hispanic. that Hispanics are conservative. They are wonderful, hardworking Americans, and I'm welcoming them to the Republican Party. We love you guys. We're so happy to have you. We share values, and we share a love for this country, a hardworking ethic that comes with meritocracy, not this critical race theory or equity or things handed to you because your daddy had a silver spoon too. You know, we're all hardworking Americans, and we all need to stick together.
Yeah, that is true about the Hispanic community. I mean, it's the fastest growing group of entrepreneurs. And so you get what you earn, and that's their work ethic. And I totally agree with what you're saying. And also, too, most are Catholic. They're very family oriented. They don't like to be more farther than six blocks away from their adult children. I mean, I hear this all the time from my Hispanic friends. And Kamala Harris failed to tap into that. I mean, she totally missed the connection. And she wasn't ready for where she was at. I mean, not ready for prime time. I wanted to ask you a question. I'm by the way, I grew up in Aurora, so I know the TDA thing, details that aren't in the media because I got friends and family there. Yeah. And but in terms of where I live now, I'm in Maricopa County. Do I need to say anything about election integrity?
Oh, wow. Yeah.
I wanted to ask you, I wanted to ask you this about Texas. We're still having election integrity issues, even though Trump has won. We're having trouble this morning in Maricopa County. And it's and the people who are having the trouble are the ones that cheated the election in 2022 midterm. They got voted out in their own primary and landslide elections, but they haven't stopped their tyranny against the people. So that leads me to my question for you. How many problems do you have with election integrity in Texas?
Every state in the nation has problems with election integrity. It's nothing new. You know, last night when I was watching Pennsylvania and I saw the video of what looked like thugs trying to attack the polling location, I thought, oh, they're still in the election. They're still in the election. And then I saw the video of the police escorts of the trucks that were driving the ballots into the ballot counting house. And I thought that is the Lord's provision right there. Yes. That is to try to make a fair election right there. In Texas, I know several organizations were working very hard. One of the reasons none of us have slept in a couple of weeks, one organization called this morning and said in the last week they had 110 attorneys on the ground in Texas working, taking reports. Things as simple as there's an election judge, they're new, they don't know how to handle it because this guy said he messed up and what are his rights? Okay, you take it to the election judge, they spoil your ballot, they give you a new ballot and you can vote. Things as simple as that to more egregious things. And I don't have the name in front of me right now, but it was reported to me that a Dallas church pastor was outside of his polling location during early voting saying, oh, this place was only where Democrats are allowed to vote in a general election. So they put the kibosh on that really, really quickly. So we were working hard in Texas all over the state to make sure this was a fair election. And there's, you know, I'm sure we missed some of it, right? And that's why we were pushing the narrative. We've got to out-swamp the vote. We've got to swamp the vote and out-vote. And people, you know, years ago said that's not possible. Well, it is possible. And I think we just proved it last night.
No, I think it is, too. I think the watchfulness of I mean, it's like we learned our lesson in 2020 and particularly in Maricopa County in 2022. But Lee, I have to tell you, I spent 3 hours yesterday investigating 12 counties in Pennsylvania, talking to people on the ground, and there was massive voter fraud going on. But I really felt what saved Pennsylvania was the encouragement to vote early and use the drop boxes. I mean, the machines were a mess. And you know about Arizona in 2022, 56% of the voting machines went down in Republican heavy districts, none in Democrat heavy districts. And we exported that that practice to places like Philadelphia and so forth, and actually 12 counties. And I think that early vote was important. Did you guys really go and encourage that?
We did. And I've always, you know, I've been in politics 36 years and I've always encouraged early voting. And I'll tell you why. In my 20s, I got the flu really bad one year and didn't vote because I was waiting till election day to vote. And I said, I'll never do that again. When you grow up a little bit and you learn about conservatives and we're the ones that work, you know, 50, 60 hours a week, we get called out of town for our job. Conservatives need to vote early. That was a mistake a couple of years ago when people were told wait to vote until election day. Percentage wise, conservatives lose if you tell them to wait. We lose points if you tell them to wait until election day. Get your vote banked early.
Yeah.
The cool thing about voting early is in most counties, like my county, you can log on and make sure your name's on the roll to make sure you were counted, to make sure your vote, your name is listed there as having voted. So I personally encourage early voting on multiple podcasts and in my Get Out the Vote efforts through our political action committee. We encourage that heavily.
What do you think about, there's many people I'm talking to now, and they're tired of the cheating, and they think the best way to handle the cheating going forward, since it looks like we're going to have a majority in the House, the Senate, and now we got the presidency, to push through voter ID, same day voting, and paper ballots. This is what I hear the most. And even from my own congressman, I hear this. What is your organization's position on that?
Well, I'll tell you, you know, every state is different. The Texas Secretary of State before the 2020 election ruled out some of the machines that are still used in other states as being too open with regard to the chance of tampering, mm-hmm. The Dominion and those kind of machines. But in Texas, I feel like, especially in Tarrant County, we have the best of both worlds because we do have the electronic machines, but then it prints out your ballot. Then you can look at your ballot and you walk it over, make sure it matches how you voted before you put it into the machine. So we do have paper ballots of sorts. Those paper ballots are kept under a lockbox. They can be brought up under state law and reviewed if there are discrepancies. So I feel like Texas has the best of both worlds. After the 2020 election, our Texas legislature did really shore up some of our voting laws. I'll tell you one example that I think was really helpful in our Texas election integrity law after the 2020 election. Prior to this new law, if you in the primary requested a mail-in ballot, you were automatically in that same year sent a mail-in ballot for the general. Okay. So, and you know, people forget whether you're elderly or you know, are out of town. And so it caused problems. It opened up the opportunity for more fraud for the mail-in ballots. One of the things after the 2020 election that our Texas legislature changed is you have to request a mail-in ballot election by election. It's no longer automatically mailed to you in the same calendar year. And that is one of the many election integrity laws that were passed in Texas to help shore up our state.
Yeah, there's so much we got to clean up. I mean, I don't know if you know about the Arizona issue, but we had 218,000 names on voter registration that should not have been on there. And the Supreme Court of Arizona actually ruled in favor of the integrity part of it. And the Secretary of State says, I can't possibly locate all these people. I don't think he was in compliance.
Yeah.
And I'm just wondering, how do we clean that up?
Well, first of all, you've got to have state legislators. You got to have the people at the top of the state willing to do it. You know, you've got the southwest part of your state and the northeast part of your state. A lot of the cartel has moved into those Indian reservations, and they're really, really victimizing the Indians on those reservations and taking over and really manipulating those polling places and that election system. That's a huge part of your state's election integrity problems.
Well, at the risk of sounding controversial, I know people in the legislature. I know people who've been in the legislature. I know some of them well. And I'll tell you what they tell me. The Sinaloa cartel, China, one and the same, basically. And they run these huge real estate money laundering operations. And they keep judges and some select legislators in line. And I'm not saying that lightly. I'm telling you, this is really well documented. And I don't know if you have these kinds of issues in Texas, but what would you recommend? I mean, now that we have Trump back in, is there anything that he can do from a federal level to clean this up?
Well, I sure hope so. Every state has different laws. And so I don't know what your state laws can do. I know Charlie Kirk is working really hard at helping Arizona and trying to fix some of the problems there. But as long as the cartel is entrenched, that's really difficult, really difficult. Hopefully at the federal level, with some of the immigration policy changes, we can get some of the cartel out of Arizona and make things a little better.
Yeah. Sheriff Richard Mack is a pretty good friend of mine. And what he says openly now, he used to only say it privately, is that in Arizona, you've got some law enforcement controlled by the forces that are evil.
Yeah.
And some that are resistant to it. We have a mixed bag here in Arizona. I would imagine you have similar issues on the border with Texas and Mexico.
We absolutely, we do. I mean, the people participating in the human trafficking are, that is so heartbreaking. If you're not heartbroken by the human trafficking problem with the open border, then you don't have a heart. One of the most compassionate things that we can do as Americans is to close that border, because leaving that border open creates an entire human trafficking industry, and it is victimizing women, children, and men alike, young boys, young girls. There are no limits to what evil will do. And that takes me back to the overall, my philosophy on politics. I'm a hardcore conservative Republican, Christian conservative Republican. I like to put that Christian name first because that is my number one priority. And I don't care if you're Republican, Democrat, whatever you are. I don't think this is a spiritual battle. I mean, a political battle. I think, and I know, it's a spiritual battle, and it is evil. Anyone who can victimize and continuously rape children for profit, that is pure evil. And so I want the churches to rise up in every state in the nation, including Arizona. We know the demographics of how many Christians vote. My message is to Christians is that Jesus is not on the ballot. And Jesus tells us to pray, but he also tells us to pray with action. And that means we just don't pray for in a constitutional republic for God, who is sovereign and in charge of things, to just do it for us. He says, that's why I made you. He expects Christians to act mercifully, walk with him, and to do his will. And that means to vote for the most godly person on the ballot. And if Jesus is ever on the ballot, I will volunteer to run his campaign. But I haven't seen that to date. And until then, we have to do the best that we can and support candidates that are, they say, the best option. And the Republican Party right now is where that sits, and that's where I sit. And clearly, that's where the majority of America is moving toward, as they're seeing Republican policies work. Democrat policies are murdering our children from illegal gangs crossing our borders. They're taking away the identity of women. They can't even define what women are. And I mean, don't even ask me as a Texan about Mark Cuban and his offensive results,
I hear you.
insults to tens of millions of American women. I've got news for him. The Texas powerful intellectual women, we got out and we voted last night, and we made a difference, not only in Texas, but across America. And what Mark Cuban said, his misogynistic remarks, really identify the Democratic Party and what they really think of women. And strong, educated women are not going to sit by and take it. We're going to fight back.
No, I totally agree. And I saw that mobilization take place. But here's what concerns me. We elected Trump in 2016 against all odds. I mean, no one thought it was going to happen. Even I had my doubts.
I did too.
I worked for him. But now he's back in. In those 4 years, we did very little to help him. And I think God has given us a 4-year reprieve to get to work. And I mean, every man, woman, and their children. We need to be involved in this movement. We need to out the corrupt. We need to support the righteous. And we need to stay on top of things and not let them get away with anything. And this is why I think we need to start with some kind of voter integrity reform and codify it into law so states can't continue to count votes for days or weeks after the election and cheat in the meantime. That's just where I'm coming from here. This was a spiritual battle. And when Trump was shot in the face, Lee, I said to myself, that's God's candidate right there. Now we just need to work to make it happen.
Yeah, and a lot of people kept asking me, what do you feel about this election? What do you feel about this election? And here's what I told everyone. I said, I believe if we win this election, it will be God's third miracle in the last few months. The first miracle was when he spared Trump in that first shooting. The second miracle was when they identified the guy with the gun at Mar-a-Lago and they took him away before he could do any damage. And last night, the miracle was giving this nation grace and mercy. And now, what are we going to do with it? We need to, number one, we really need to pray for Trump. I hope his security is quadrupled before he takes office in January. We need to pray for President Trump.
Yes.
President, I will, full disclosure, you know, I was a Cruz missile. I was Ted Cruz in the 2016 election. I voted for Trump because he was my Republican nominee. And you know what? He has been the best president of my lifetime. I am not just MAGA, I'm ultra MAGA. I think so much of that man, look at the children he's raised, look at what he's done for our country, and he literally took a bullet for us, literally. I am so thankful that President Trump won yesterday. I am talking to you after zero sleep in a couple of weeks, and I'm still a little bit shell-shocked that we won, and I'm just over the moon.
Yeah, you're pulling the thoughts right out of my head, Lee. This is absolutely amazing. I cannot stress this enough, though. Your organization, I hope it stays very active, because we can't go back to sleep. In fact, I believe we're going to see every dirty trick known to mankind in politics between now and Inauguration Day to keep Trump from taking the oath.
Yeah, we need to be very vigilant about everything. I find it really interesting. One of my main issues is the Second Amendment. My dad was a cop. I've been shooting.
I'm sorry, I lost you. I think Lee has frozen up on us a little bit here. Isn't it interesting, those of you who follow me on a routine basis, that you're listening to Lee from the Patriot Mobile Group? And I got to tell you, doesn't it sound like, yeah, our show? It really does. And I'm so thankful for her appearance here. And I'm hopeful, I'm kind of chopping my steps here, and I'm hoping we'll get
our Zoom.
And hang on. It looks like Lee is back. And as I was telling my audience, Lee, when you went out of communication for a second, that they hear these kinds of things from me every day. We're hearing this across the country right now, but we've got to stay vigilant. We've got to stay busy. We cannot expect Trump to do it all on his own. I think we've just landed the troops on the beach. And right now, we've got a chance to fight our way off the beach. That's how I look at this, using a military analogy. I want to know how people can follow your good work and support you.
So there's two different ways. Patriot Mobile, the company I work for, patriotmobile.com, we're the only Christian conservative wireless provider in the nation. We're on all the major networks, 4G, 5G. You can bring your same phone. You can port your same phone number over. We support the red economy. We give a portion of every dollar we earn to Christian conservative causes. And Patriot Mobile, the company, also donates to Patriot Mobile Action. Patriot Mobile Action is the political action committee, and that's patriotmobileaction.com. And while we are a Texas PAC, those 40 electoral votes are critical to everyone in the country. While Patriot Mobile, the company, is a big funder of this PAC, we get donations from all over the country because they know we are saving Texas and we are saving those 40 electoral votes, of which we cannot have a Republican president without.
That's totally, totally accurate. You know, you said something, and I want to ask you this before we close. And it's okay if you don't agree with me, because maybe I'm being radical here. But I live in Arizona, the land of corrupt rhinos, because it's the rhinos that are more corrupt than the Democrats. Right. I've said MAGA is not GOP and GOP is not MAGA. I see a clear delineation. I know it says R on the ballot. That's a formality. What is your feeling about that?
I completely agree. I feel like I'm the 1% of the 1%.
So, okay. All right.
Right.
That answers my question. Yeah.
Yeah. And so I agree. The title, you got to make sure, and you've got to do your research to know, especially, I don't know if it's like this in Arizona, but in Texas, when we have local elections, there is no party next to the candidate. So you really have to do your due diligence and research every candidate before you go to the polling box for those school board and city council races.
Let me just give you one small example about how bad it is in Arizona. A gentleman named John Thaler sent his protege invitation to speak to a joint session of the House and Senate at the state level. And Liz Harris was the sponsoring member that allowed them to come in and speak to this committee. And they were blistering in their analysis, said, you got a lot of people on the take. The Sinaloas are involved. And John Thaler wrote a book. He has 5,000 references and 20,000 affidavits in this book. He's a 30-year RICO investigator. This is not a joke. Yeah. And yeah. I've interviewed him three times. And Liz Harris, who is a representative from southeast part of metropolitan Phoenix and Maricopa County, she was kicked out of the legislature. And not only was she kicked out by inviting him to speak, or her, his protege to speak, Then she ran for her seat again. Three candidates get to run, and she got 75% of the vote, and they wouldn't seat her. That's how corrupt our state is.
We have corruption in Texas, too. I always say the Austin swamp is worse than the D.C. swamp. Here's an example of our state. So we have a state majority leader on the Republican Party who gives Democrats committee chairs. We work so hard to elect Republicans, and he hands powerful committees over to Democrats. My PAC, Patriot Mobile Action, our board decided long ago that we don't participate in primaries, and we made a unanimous vote exception for this race. And we lost that race by 366 votes. And because we're a open primary state, we went back and counted over 3,000 hard Democrats had voted to get that Republican back in because they want him back as speaker so that he can appoint more Democrats to powerful committees. So you've got it everywhere. You just got to keep working.
Yeah, well, I saw that Ken Paxton in your state, the attorney general, he kept out the DOJ infiltrators that wanted to influence your election.
Yes, he did. They wanted to go inside the polling locations. Both Ken Paxton and our Secretary of State, Jane Nelson, put their foot down and said, no, you're not allowed here. Now, you can't stop anyone from being outside the polling locations. What is their motive for wanting to go inside polling locations? Election integrity issues. And the DOJ has been weaponized by the current administration. That's one of the main things I'm looking forward to in January of getting rid of. We have to stop weaponizing the federal government against our law-abiding citizens.
I'll be so happy when President Trump, when he appoints his attorney general, goes after Merrick Garland and Mayorkas for criminal conspiracy and negligence after the fact with regard to all the border crimes. And I agree with the CRT. I don't know if you know Sharona Bishop. She's actually moved to your state, but she was a victim of CRT enforcement by the FBI. She went and spoke to a couple school board meetings. She's completely calm. She has a talk show now, and they kicked in her door, pointed guns at her heads, manhandled her teenage daughter on the stairs, walked in without a warrant, stole all their electronics. And her husband actually worked for the federal government. They ended up forcing him out, and all because she spoke against CRT. And Merrick Garland's son-in-law and daughter own the company that owns CRT, and he profits from it. And this is what he needs to be prosecuted on. And Sharona moved to Texas, and she works with America's Moms and has a show there. Texas is still the bastion of freedom, but you got to watch out for California. You really do.
You really, really do. And I'll tell you, we have some wonderful Californians that have, you know, escaped and come to Texas, and they are working very hard because, good, you know, they lost money to move here, right? Under those horrible, you know, policies of the left in California. And they came here and then they said, whoa, 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 what's happening here in Texas? No, not under my watch. One of my ladies probably in the last few years has walked 3,000 houses because she has lived it. People who have lived either under communist regimes or blue state policies and realized how easy it is to have their freedoms taken away are some of our most active people. And we all need to wake up. And that's, you know, there's, I always say social media is a blessing and a curse. You know, it's such an addictive thing, but it is a method for sharing information that can't be shared in the, you know, fake news media. So I think there's no reason to not be educated with all the opportunities we have now as Americans. There's also no reason not to be active, because if you say politics, you don't want to get involved in politics. Well, guess what? Politics is already involved with you.
Yeah.
And if you don't get involved in politics, your children won't have the freedom to.
I couldn't have said it any better. I just want to extend a future invitation to anytime you want to come back on and update us on an issue from your organization. And I'd encourage my audience to go to your website, patriotmobile.com. I believe I got that right.
Yep. Patriotmobile.com is the company. Patriotmobileaction.com is the political action committee.
And our guest has been Lee Wamsgans. Are you guys impressed? This is why we won the election, because of organizations like this doing their due diligence on the ground. Lee, thanks so much for coming on. I really appreciate you.
Thanks so much for having me. It's been a blessing. God bless you.
God bless you too.